This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free to bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. We're launching into the third hour of the program. Joining you in our Keene, New Hampshire studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Will.
And Johnson.
So, of course, you can bring up absolutely anything that you want. Take control of these airwaves. We got Will Coley in with us for the very first time from our Keene, New Hampshire studios after a long several days between you and several volunteers who've come out to help clean up the house, which had been hosting people living in it. Is now going to not only have people living in it, but it will also be a mosque. New Hampshire's very first ever full-time mosque, 5 prayers per day. Are there specific times at which you're supposed to pray?
Yeah, there's specific times. As a Muslim? You have the morning prayer for, it's called Fajr, which is right around sunup. So it changes throughout the year. So, you know, sometimes it's 4 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes it's 6 o'clock in the morning. It just depends on the time of the year. And then you have the Dhuhr prayer, which is right around lunchtime.
Okay.
Then you also on Friday you have.
Is it when you're having lunch or when lunchtime typically is? So like noon, or is it just when you're hungry?
And no. There's a specific time. It's somewhere around noon.
Okay.
It actually has to do specifically with the placement of shadow.
All right.
And so that it's not high noon, because that's when Zoroastrians would praise the sun and stuff like that.
Okay. And they didn't want to be confused with the Zoroastrians.
Yeah. Then you have the afternoon prayer, Asr, and then you have another prayer around sundown called Maghrib, and then you have the later prayer, which right now I think is around 8:10.
Mm-hmm. What's that one?
Isha. And that's the dark prayer. It's the prayer at night that you do before you go to bed. And then there's superlative prayers besides that, like Witr and Tahajjud, which is one like you get up in the middle of the night at like 3 a.m., 2 a.m. if you want to.
And if you pray. Want to.
Yeah, these are superlative prayers.
Okay.
These are just prayers that are extra, that you get extra, extra
get bonus
reward.
Points.
Yeah, it's extra reward for, and it's also encouraged to pray during the night. The prayer of the nighttime prayer is heard by God more, because of the fact that, like, you must be really dedicated to what everybody else is asleep. That's reasonable. You know, everybody else that's reasonable is asleep, but you are up like seeking God. So God is hearing you because there's no extra chatter there.
I see.
You know, you're closer to him because it's literally the whole world around you is dark and it's just you and him. You have nothing else to focus on. It's silence and darkness. So, you know, that's.
So you're going to be having at least 5 per day.
Yes, we'll be opening up for Fajr first thing in the morning. We'll be flipping the lights on. We won't be doing the call to prayer outside.
And when you say we, you mean you.
Yeah.
Because you do have a wife and kids.
Yeah.
But is she going to be responsible for any of that stuff, or is it pretty much going to be you?
It will be pretty much me. I mean, she will be helping and, you know, kicking me in the butt to make sure that I don't, you know, slack.
Yeah, she's helping you plan this whole thing.
Yeah,
she's got a large role.
Yeah, she's great. Farrah, you're awesome. I know you're not listening, but that makes it all the more better that I'm saying this, because
she's taking care of the kids right now.
Yeah, she's taking care of the kids right now. Yeah.
So the Malik Center is being constructed. Sort of, there's a lot of fixes that need to be done to this house, cleaning out, and that's all what we're in the middle of. And that's
why
I've been absent from the show.
Ready though to start doing a lot of that part of it. You know, the cleaning.
It's almost
the
there.
Worst of it.
We're
is
broom clean.
Done.
We're broom clean at this point, I would say.
Yeah. Now we go around with a bucket of bleach and just bleach
scrub
every square inch and
paint
over that.
Right. Exactly.
You know?
So there's a lot. There's still a lot to be done, and we haven't yet mention, we need to, how listeners out there can help out with this.
Oh,
because you're raising money, you're at like 50-60% of your goal of $11,000. There's like a Muslim
fundraising.
Crowdfunding site. Crowdfunding, that's the word.
It's like GoFundMe, but it's a Muslim-run site.
And called Launch Good.
They've been so awesome. Like, they've actually gone, they really believe in the project that we're doing as well.
Yeah.
And they've extended our deadline, because we were supposed to end this fundraising project, like, September the 4th. And they have gone out of their way, and they extended it, and then they were like, look, we'll give you the ability to extend it yourself. And I didn't do it right. And so when I tried to extend it, I didn't do it properly, and it didn't save, so it ended again. And she sends me an email, and she's like, I told you to do it like this, silly. But I did it for you, so don't worry. You're rocking and rolling again. We really want to see you, you know, hit your goal so this project can be fully funded and rocking.
And this is phase one of what is a long-term plan that you guys have.
It's a 3 to 5 year plan, I guess you could say, to get the community to where we are happy with what we have. You know, we have two expansion projects, plus playground and community garden and stuff like that that we have.
Chickens.
You know, and we want to raise chickens so that we can have eggs to feed the homeless. Literally, like, we want to put the work into raising chickens so that we can have eggs to feed the homeless. We want to put the work into clearing all that area next to the north end side of the house so that we can put a community garden there so that, you know, if the neighbors want a tomato, just come over and come inside to the community center and be like, hey, we were having a barbecue. We could grab some tomatoes.
Move the community garden that's here.
Please come get it. Please come get it, you know. And whatever you don't use, whatever's not being used, trust me, it's not just going to stay there and be wasted. We will take it down and find a way to feed it to the community. We want to do lessons and dinners every Saturday. We invite a speaker of some faith. You know, it may be Rabbi Reuben Firestone, or it may be Imam Zaid Shaker. You know, you don't know who it's going to be. It could be Karen Armstrong, if I could ever be lucky enough to get her to come. But we're going to have some speaker from one of the from a religious tradition come and teach a lesson. And when that's over, we're going to have free food. You know, like, Arab food, Indian food, and that's kind of what we want to be.
And you'll be streaming it, as you mentioned earlier. You're going to get a webcam set up, and so anybody who's not in the area who can't make it out, or maybe somebody who's physically unable to make it out, will be able to enjoy and learn from those speakers via the
webcam. We'd really like it to be interactive, too, like have a chat area where, you know, if you're stuck at home, if you're a shut-in who physically can't come out, or say there's 3 feet of snow on the ground, you know, and you physically couldn't come. Well, I want you to still be able to ask the speaker.
I'm just amused because when you said shut-in, it sounded like you were saying something like in, you know, Arabic.
No.
It just sounded like an Arabic word to me, the way you said it.
Okay.
A shut-in.
Yeah, I get you. So if you want to join us here, you can. Where can folks go to donate? What's the URL?
You can go to launchgood.com/MalikCenter. So that's MalikCenter. And that's launchgood.com. That's the same website. They've done a lot of really great projects.
Now, you said you raised a bulk of the funding through Bitcoin, but they're not a Bitcoin processor, right?
No, we've been raising Bitcoin personally. One of those... we got a really sizable Bitcoin donation from Pakistan.
Wow.
Yeah, a brother in Pakistan was like, I really believe in this interfaith idea and intrafaith. So, like, we're saying, like, you have a box in here full of books from a Shia imam that's a good friend of mine, because we want our Shia brothers to come and pray in the mosque with us. We want our Sufi brothers, like, there's
It'd be
not
nice to
enough.
See some bridges built there.
Because there's not enough of any one of our communities to open this mosque and run it on our own.
Mm-hmm.
So, the people who don't like Muslims who live in the U.S., they don't see any of these, like, divisions that we see amongst ourselves. So, like, if you want to come pray in the masjid, just come pray in the masjid. If you want a reed mat to do it on, I've got one for you. If you don't, and if you're Sunni, then just come pray in the masjid. That's what it's for. It's a house. It's the house of Allah. To me, it's not the Christian's house, it's not the Jew's house, it's not the Sunni's house, it's not the Shia's house, it's not my house. It's the house of God. It's a place for people to come and get in touch with the divine, either through charity or through worship. And that's what we want to be known as. We want to set that as kind of our standard from day one.
I'm excited to be a part of it with the Shire Free Church helping out and donating the property for this purpose. We'll continue. You can share your thoughts. Check out launchgood.com/Malik Center, MalikCenter. And, of course, they're also on Facebook posting updates and videos about how things have been going. More coming up here. Free Talk Live.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Ver, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose. Top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. nexus.freetalklive.com.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
If you want to promote your business, organization, website, or club, radio is a great way to reach a lot of people. And because the ads are low cost, you can reach them a lot more often. Repetition builds reputation, and ads with audio are just more convincing than print or digital. If you need local people, please contact this station. If you can sell nationally, I'd love to help. Free Talk Live is nationally syndicated on more than 170 radio stations, and we have a large and loyal podcast audience. Check out our packages at advertise.freetalklive.com. If you need something custom, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you dial toll-free if you want to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight in the studio, you've got Ian,
Will,
and Johnson.
And you can join us online. Just head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on our website. In fact, one of those features is our web forum. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Just go to forum.freetalklive.com. It's relatively new. It's pretty modern. It's pretty cool. I really like the new forum software, and it's giving our listeners a chance to connect somewhere besides the corporate internet, the Facebooks of the world. Now, we do still have our AMP-only Facebook group, which is actually a pretty decent group, but the forums are great because anybody can join. You don't have to be a Free Talk Live amplifier. As long as you're a Free Talk Live listener, you can go to forum.freetalklive.com. That's forum.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts here. We got Zach in Ithaca, New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Will, and Johnson.
Good evening. Right now, airing on A&E is Scientology, The Aftermath, featuring Leah Remini. And tonight's episode focuses...
Isn't Leah Remini somebody who escaped from Scientology?
Well, she left. She was never in a Sea Org. She never had to actually physically escape. She just left.
She was never in a what?
The Sea Org is like the papacy within the... She didn't have to physically leave. She didn't have to escape. But tonight's episode is focusing on Scientology and their association with celebrity, which is a recruiting tool, a financial boon to them. They get huge amounts of money from celebrity Scientologists. But the question I wanted to bring up is, like, what is the nature of celebrity? Because it reminds me of that definition of pornography. Like, I can't define it, but I know it when I see it. But they are obsessed with having individuals who are famous because it not only bolsters them financially, but it's like, oh, we have Tom Cruise is
Tom
the
Cruise.
Perfect example.
Vinnie Barbarino. John Travolta.
Who they have blackmailed into staying in the church based on his homosexuality. I don't know if you knew about that. Have you seen Going Clear on HBO?
No, you know, we talked about it when that came out, but I've never actually seen it. I downloaded it at one time, but the FBI raided the studios, and that went away with that.
How did that whole child pornography thing end up shaking out?
It hasn't shaken out. Nobody's been charged with anything. They've got 50-something devices that they took back in March of 2016, and now we are approximately 18 months away from that time.
Maybe it was the Scientologists. They were angry at you. They set you up, man. Anyway.
The Scientologists sicked the FBI on us. Okay, that's a new theory.
It wouldn't be the craziest thing they've ever done. But my question to you is, what defines celebrity? Why are these individuals so significant in our society? It reminds me of this documentary.
I think the more important question is, why are you such a suppressive person?
Is that a Scientology reference?
My older sister was mean to me when I was young. But in the Faces documentary, the point is made that before all of this mass media,
you
maybe 150 to 200 people. In your whole life, you would see 150 to 200 faces. Yet with the advent of mass media and celebrity, you know 150 to 200 celebrities. These people, you'd recognize them if you walked by them on the street.
Well, you know who they are, but you don't know them. I mean, you know what they look like, but you don't know the person.
An outsized representation in the mass psyche because they have been propelled into this, you know, they're up on these pillars of
I mean, I went and I looked it up, but the word I would have used actually is in definition number two. I would have used the word renown, somebody who has renown, somebody who, you know, people know that person for whatever reason. As you say, they would recognize them if they saw them. That is some level of celebrity. And the more renown they have, the more, I guess, of a celebrity that they are.
Do you think who we renown has is a reflection of the culture? Like, I literally had a conversation like 2 weeks ago about like the difference in when, like in the African American community, the hero was W.E.B. Du Bois or Marcus Garvey or these gigantic figures who they dealt with racism that makes the stuff we see today like nothing, and they were these huge gigantic figures. And when they were these figures, you had the Harlem Renaissance. You had the cultural and economic renaissance among African Americans in St. Louis and in Kansas City and in Oklahoma City. Like, you had these huge explosions of economic mobility and all of these things. And now you have the exact opposite. But what you find is that, like, the people who are renowned are like Lil Wayne. You know, so it's like the difference in like the people and
the quality.
And the same thing is like in every other community, like these people that used to be these giants, these great men were who were renowned. And now, like, who does the Caucasian community renown? Like
Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Britney Spears. Justin
Mama
Bieber. You know,
June.
Who?
Mama June from, she was the little Honey Boo Boo child mama.
I've never seen that show, so I don't know.
I agree completely, because people used to be renowned because they discovered radium or, you know, they invented electricity. Nowadays, you're famous because you made a fool of yourself on the internet or for any petty reason. So the concept of, they call it the cone of celebrity. It's ever expanding. There's more and more celebrities, more and more famous people, but they're famous for no reason. And it's, I don't have an answer. It's just, I find it fascinating.
When you say they're famous for no reason, can you give me an example of that?
Well, Kim Kardashian.
Ooh, yeah, like Kim Kardashian or Honey Boo Boo.
Britney alone. Some
Chris Crocker.
Interesting guy.
But wait a minute. Yeah. You don't know the
everybody
person's
knows,
name.
But everybody knows his face. It's like, it's
Leave
all
Britney
over
alone.
TV. It's
Chris
synonymous
Crocker.
With
I know his
the
name.
Internet,
I
don't. Internet.
Don't tase me, bro. That guy is famous.
But you don't know. You wouldn't know him if you saw him. The line is famous, but you don't know the guy.
He works for Mike Cernovich now. He's one of his dudes.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Rebecca Black.
For real.
Okay, Rebecca Black, she's famous. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, but that whole
people know
nobody
who she
got,
is.
Or
you can recognize her. Yeah. The guy with the
chick,
don't tase me, bro.
Especially on Friday.
How about
what's
that? Yeah, that chick.
Like, that chick, yeah. I don't know her name, though.
Danielle Bergoli.
Yeah, but she's like got a rap career now.
I'm really embarrassed so that I can remember all these names, but I can't remember a certain other
thing. For real, yo.
I know my
yo
memes.
Vicky.
Well, okay, now you're talking about sort of crossing over from traditional fame, from being like a Hollywood superstar, you know, or a stage actor or whatever, into this newer sort of internet fame, this 21st century fame.
Why aren't these Scientologists targeting the YouTube stars? What's wrong?
I mean, they've become millionaires, or they've become like Hollywood stars. You know, like the how about that? That girl is now has a rap album out and music videos that, and she was picked up like a real record label.
Despicable.
Thought that she was worthwhile because of the fact that her being like
she's got the renown.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she's got that.
For nothing at all except for being an
idiot. But
your
typical meme star doesn't get that renown. They, you know, they exist, they go away, and you know, memes have kind of a short lifespan. Most of them do. There are some that live on. More coming up here, Zach. Thanks for the call tonight for the discussion. I appreciate it. This is Free Talk Live.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
Will.
And Johnson.
Of course, you can bring up whatever you want. We're going to go back to the phones and your calls and thoughts. Don't forget to leave us a review and a rating on iTunes or whatever other platform you might happen to be downloading our podcast on, if you're a podcast listener. We'd appreciate that. We haven't asked for that kind of thing in quite a long time, and maybe we should have been because other shows do it, and it's probably a smart thing to do. So if you are listening to us on one of those platforms like iTunes, then take a moment to leave us a rating, whether it's stars or numbers or however it is that they do the ratings. And then if you feel so inclined, write us a little review that hopefully will be very, very nice and enticing, so other people will see us and possibly try listening to the show and hear some of the ideas of freedom and liberty and peace. And we're going to continue here, so we appreciate it when you do that. Thank you. Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I learned that you could actually save your mental energies by doing things in, like, routine manner. Like, for example, putting the keys in the same place or, you know,
turning the doorknob three times.
Well, then it saves the energy for the times that we have to use our energy. Like at an intersection, we have to analyze people turning right, turning a left, going forward. You know, when you have to...
Wait a minute. Are you talking about as a pedestrian or a driver or both?
For anybody. You know, okay. It uses a part of the analytical part of the brain where it actually fires up more energy than as the routine part of the brain. It uses the subconscious part of the brain, the unconscious. So the actually
where
the more
live.
You well, I don't know exactly what
the Scientology
I'm not
joke.
A brain surgeon. I wish I knew exactly what part of the brain,
You know what? There's this cool thing called the internet where you can like totally go and find out stuff about how the brain works. Did you know that, Sarah?
No, I'm not a I'm
it's
not a brain
really
expert,
cool.
So
you ought to try it out. It's been around for like 20, 30 years.
Well, I mean, if
it wasn't
invented
by
Al Gore. Kind of interest. But what I'm saying is that the analytical
wait, so you don't
mind,
have an interest in the internet, but you want to learn stuff.
Well, I mean, I'm interested in always the workings of the mind, but
yeah,
I'm not a
me
computer
too.
Person.
Oh,
so,
I see. What would it mean to be a computer person?
Have you thought about studying psychology?
She wants to study a real mind, not an artificial one.
Well, you know what? I always study psychology all the time because I have mental illness. You know what I mean? I have psychological problems.
So it's a self-study, is what you're saying.
Hobby.
Now, what about Scientology?
I don't know. But the thing
do you know what that is,
Sarah? Have you considered studying Scientology? They can make you famous.
Well,
that might be something she'd be interested in.
I don't think that they're all that bad as people make it out to be, really.
Okay, so you
I think
heard
they're
of
being
it.
Attacked. But I've
do
never
you think you could have a career in Hollywood?
No, I don't think I could have a...
I'm making a case for you here.
Look, I'm trying to make
she's
a
too
point.
Humble, Johnson. She doesn't want that. She just wants to call talk radio and talk about important things to her. And, you know, I think it's great. I got to say, as far as our chronic callers go, I think Sarah's the best chronic caller. I think she's the current best. She's better than Ralph. She talks about something new pretty much nightly. You know, she'll circle around at the same time.
I'm imagining Sarah getting in close with the Scientology, the Church of Scientology.
She was their spokesman.
Getting in close. No. They would make her famous. She'd become a big movie star. And then she'd do one of those PSAs, like a couple of years from now after she's made it big, rich and famous. She'd be a millionaire, right? She's had a big movie career. And then she does one of those PSAs, right, that they always have the Hollywood actors do PSAs. But she would be able to do a PSA for, like, don't drink and drive. Don't,
don't drive at all.
Carpool. Don't drive at all. Take the bus. And, you know, like, I feel like she'd achieve some lifelong goals in that possibly her path to this, she just needs to go and
do whatever
clear
they
out
say.
The Tetons.
Yeah, just do whatever
clear
they say.
Clear out the Tetons.
Pay all the money.
She needs to go get audited.
Demons.
She needs to go get audited, exercise them Tetons out of her body, and get an acting career.
What do you think about that, Sarah? You want to try to take a new turn into Scientology?
I did study with the Scientology a little bit. I really
did you?
I think they make a lot of good sense, but I call this a
it seems like it would like, fit in. Hold on. It seems like it would fit in with your Hare Krishna thing where you have claimed that the Hare... And I don't know if this is true, but Sarah has called... Because I've never checked this particular... We've checked some of Sarah's claims, and sometimes they're true, sometimes they're not. But she claims the Hare Krishnas believe that there are people living on the moon in cities. And so if you're into, like, outer space, sci-fi kind of theories like that, then or religions that have those, then Scientology is perfect because isn't it true, Johnson, that at some level of Scientology, that or at least it's out alleged that at some level of Scientology, once you pay them hundreds of thousands of dollars, because you have to pay every time you want to advance in Scientology, that they will then tell you the real truth.
Right.
From their perspective, and that is that there is an alien. Hold on, that is that there is an alien called Xenu,
yes.
Who apparently, like, I don't know, created the Earth or something like that. What's
something?
You know?
There's like B-52 bombers that are spaceships that, you know, set these alien ghost spirits into the volcanoes.
It sounds like something you'd read in a sci-fi novel.
An LRH novel, in fact, written by L. Ron Hubbard.
L. Ron Hubbard, who was the founder of Scientology.
And was also
a sci-fi
writer, yeah.
That's right.
Who also had the quote in the past that said, if you want to become rich, invent your own religion.
Did he actually say that?
Oh, yeah,
wow. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Donald Trump
Actually, I was just thinking, before we go on to that, if you want to get rich and invent your own religion, I just installed iOS 11 today.
Oh, are you saying that Apple is like a cult?
Yeah, Apple has become a religion. They have like a, they have an inferior product and a superior marketing scheme, and now everyone wants
I can't wait to get my iOS, or my iPhone 10.
Really? People pay really? $1,000 for a phone that they could have bought 3 years ago for...
But you really do want to buy a $1,000 phone?
I really do want to
buy
a $1,000
phone. Why? Which one do you have right now? You've got an iPhone right now.
I've got one that's several generations old. Because I've got one that's several generations old.
How many?
It's the 6, so it's 3 generations or 4 generations.
4 generations, okay.
They suck.
Yeah.
They suck. My wife's got an Apple phone, you know, and like my Android phone, the Google Map, like her Google Maps will just shut off randomly.
Oh, no.
What?
Yeah. It would be just driving down the road, and all of a sudden, Google Maps will just stop. Her Pandora, like on mine, I can change the stuff in the shuffle to different. And on hers, there's no option at all to do any of that on the Apple.
Just like a dumbed down version.
Yeah, it's like every single program on her phone is like a dumbed down version of what I can get on my Android phone.
It properly
it's like three. It's like you know, 2000 and.
I don't have any of those
models
issues, but also
for the Android, and they're like, oh, this is the greatest thing ever. It's so, you know, revolutionary. And it's like, no, bro, I could get that in 2014 with the Android phone.
What's weird is that's contradictory to what you're saying. What you're saying is contradictory to what's, like, commonly known, which is that most of the apps that are released, they release them first for iOS because they charge money. They actually, like, Android versions, you'll get apps for free. So developers primarily develop for iOS because they make more money on iOS.
And the apps still end up being better on the Android, though. Mm-hmm. They end up with better... On mine, my phone and my wife's phone, it is.
I know people that have said, and they've made the specific argument, that it's actually... Even people who have Google-specific... like, I'm one of these people. I use Google everything for my products. I use, you know, Google Maps, Google Mail,
except
Google everything. Except the phone. Because the experience for Google products is better on iOS.
Really?
Yeah. And it's commonly known. It's like a common thing. Huh. And if you actually want a more open phone, if you jailbreak an iPhone, you've got more options.
But I can't.
I don't do that. But
I can root my Android phone. Are you telling me I get more options from a jailbreak than from a root?
Yes.
Like, what can you do with a jailbreak that you can't do on
a
root?
There's a lot more different software. There's just things that are available that are not necessarily available in the Android.
You'll have to tell me that off here. All right, more coming up here in moments. Your thoughts, your calls, they're welcome in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are on the way. Our number is 855-450, free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live. Join us here.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Right. Free Talk Live. Join us here. Bring up anything you want in the remaining moments. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. It's Ian, Will, and Johnson in the studio tonight. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Don't forget, though, you can sign up for the Free Talk Live email list over at freetalklive.com. It's right there, top of the page, front page of the site. You just put your email address in there, and we'll send you an email update, usually on a once-a-week basis to keep you in the loop with the latest on Free Talk Live. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts, though. Tom is in Baltimore, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Hey, guys. I wanted to ask your guest. He seems awful tolerant, at least as far as what we've been shown through various media outlets as what a believer of Islam is like. Is that atypical?
Actually, I'm modeling the Malik Center after a mosque in Knoxville that I was attending before I came here, and the mosque that I took my shahada in Ocala, Florida. They're both centers that are very similar to what we're trying to put together here. And I wanted to model, because I have a lot of respect for the people who run those centers. And I wanted to model our effort after theirs because of how massively successful they are. I mean, the one in Knoxville, you have Celebrate Mercy, which is known for their efforts to raise, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars to repair the Jewish cemetery earlier this year. They raised money for San Bernardino victims after the terrorist attack in San Bernardino. They raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for people that were in the Pulse attack. That all started in Knoxville. You have the Fastathon, which is like a Muslim outreach that's in basically every college in the U.S. And it started at UT. It came from Knoxville, where I come from. Muslims for Liberty.
So is that like a separate denomination? Like,
no, it's just a town that I lived in, and we just happened to have this really great... We just happen to have this really great mosque there that is run in a very decentralized manner, where you have these really great scholars and imams and sheikhs that live there, but none of them has a desire to be in control, so to speak, and to be like an autocrat, so to, you know, in the community. And because of that freedom, And they base that on their study. I mean, all of these guys have spent years and years. Sheikh Hassan has a PhD in Arabic language. He's been given all of these different commendations in Fez, Morocco, to teach Islamic jurisprudence. He has a degree in comparative Islamic jurisprudence. So he studied all four schools, and they run their mosque the way that I want our community here to be run. And that's why it is the way it is because I have great teachers and men who I've had the opportunity for the last 7 years to observe running a community in the way that I want this community to be run.
So let me answer to you.
Play a role at all?
Let me answer to you.
Absolutely.
I want to give you an answer from the perspective of somebody who, you know, as an atheist, I kind of just generally have this, you know, long-held despise for all religion. And
I know it's got to be hard for you to sit here. And
No. I mean, what I can say very, very easily on this is that, you know, while there are huge groups of Christians, there are huge groups of Jews, there are huge groups of every religion that have these intolerant people in them. But what you have to remember is while there are, 7-8 billion people on the planet, 1.8 billion people are Muslims, you know, so, you know, you're going to have a whole lot of different types of Muslims in the world. So, you know, you can't just, I mean, what the media may be showing, you know, maybe there may be a large amount of Muslims, especially over in the Arabic world, who will stone someone to death or, you know, oh, find out you're atheist and they will kill you to death and to little bloody pieces. But that's not everyone, you know, because they are 1.8 billion people. There are just as many, you know, intolerant Christians. And,
sure.
You know, you have to remember that when you talk about numbers that large, there are more English-speaking Indians in India than there are English-speaking people in America. There are more English-speaking people in China than there are Americans.
There are more Muslims in India than there are anywhere else in the world, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
How do you see the Sharia law issue playing out in the long run over here? Because aren't there certain things that would not be allowed by U.S. law as it stands currently?
Well, basically, when people talk about Sharia here in the U.S., they're talking about, like, Sharia governs how I give charity. Like, when I talk about, like, that the number I gave earlier, that is the number that is prescribed by Sharia for me to give in charity. When I pray...
But only for you, because you're a Muslim.
Exactly. It doesn't
Sharia
apply
law
to
doesn't
you.
Apply to other people.
Yeah, and that's something that, again, that's established jurisprudence. So if you've got a Muslim who's trying to tell you, you're Christian and you're my neighbor, so you're not allowed to drink because I don't drink, I would just ask them to sit down and have a discussion with you about Al-Hassan al-Basri, who, I mean, this guy's like one of the most renowned Islamic scholars in the world. He was a guy who Abdulaziz, the king, was contacting and asking questions about how he should treat non-Muslims. And he was straight up like, look, these people have their own way, and the way they do things isn't our way. It's none of your business. You know, and you don't get to change things so that you can target them because you don't like it. The Prophet left these people to do their own thing, to be Christian, to drink alcohol, to eat pork, to marry their sisters at the time was a normal thing, you know, to inbreed and things. Like, these were things that the Muslims said, you're not allowed to do. And the king didn't like it. And the greatest scholar of his day said, well, that's tough luck, dude. Does it matter?
What if a family member, though, like your sister, what if she said, listen, I don't believe this. I want to do X, Y, and Z, and it didn't comply with the Sharia?
What you're asking is, what if a family member who grew up Muslim wanted to leave the religion?
Well, if a sister, if he has a sister, say, and if he doesn't, just say that he did. Would that be an? How would that work out? Would that?
I recollect my level of study, which is nowhere near yours. I mean, I've read the Quran and I've done some studying on Islam. It's my recollection that if somebody wants to leave and not be a Muslim anymore, that they aren't persecuted in any way.
Well, they're not supposed to be. I mean, this even goes back to Ibn Taymiyyah. The reason why Ibn Taymiyyah is important is because most of your more hardcore people who would advocate that you use force or violence against someone who left Islam, even their favorite scholar said, well, slow down. A apostasy is broken into three categories. You've got those who leave Islam and they just want to remain the same. Like say me and you were friends. You were Muslim. You're not Muslim anymore, but you want to maintain all of those positive relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Awesome. Let's do that. Or if you're Muslim and you're like, look, I don't want to be Muslim anymore. I just don't want anything to do with you guys. I don't want to be friends with you. I don't want to be enemies with you. I just want to be left alone. I'm neutral. I have no opinion on you. I just don't want to be a part of you. Then cool, do that. But the last group, these are people who they're like,
lash out.
Well, yeah, they're not only are they, do they not want to be Muslim, but they want to join in efforts to prevent Muslims from being able to observe their freedoms or to physically attack the Muslim community. So like treason in some cases, like you're like, I'm not going to be Muslim anymore and I'm going to go join the people who are trying to harm Muslims.
Hmm.
Those people, if they are committing acts of violence, you have the right to fight those people. And if necessary to defend yourself, kill those people.
In defense.
Those are the only people that the way that it's, the wording in Ibn Taymiyyah, a way is opened to you. So that means that in all other instances, that way is closed. You don't have the option of using violence or intimidation against these people. But that doesn't mean people don't do that because, you know, people are people and they're different.
And they don't understand or they have different interpretations.
I knew lots of people that sucked before I became Muslim. And you know what? Since I've become Muslim, I've met a few Muslims who suck. You know, because people suck. That's just the way things are, unfortunately.
Go ahead, Tom. Quick question.
Do you think more Muslims worldwide are as tolerant and as decent as you, or do you think it's more the opposite?
Well, I think it just depends on the topic and the region. I mean, that's a really broad question. I know Muslim libertarians in Nigeria. All the scholars that I've learned from all either come from overseas or learned from other scholars overseas. So, I mean, you have to, that question's really broad. Do I think that most scholars of Islam who are recognized scholars agree with what I say and teach? Yes, because I've talked to them and asked them if it's correct and they've told me so. Do I think most laymen agree with me? No, I don't. And I'm okay with that because if the layman disagrees with me, that's fine. The academics, the people who have spent 30 and 40 years of their life studying the subject, they do agree with me. And to me, that's what's important.
We are out of time, but it's been great having you on, Will Coley and Ina Johnson here on Free Talk Live. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.